All right, 7:33, starting lineup, Brady and Price, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Momentarily, when they're ready to go, we will send it over to the news conference for the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's in support of Baycrest. You've played in this?
Yeah, it's been great.
12 years now? This is the 12th year.
I've emceed the draft before where, you know, you put your team together, you raise money for an amazing cause. There were, in the first couple of years I did this, Elliot, the late Gordie Howe showed up and was there. And actually Mark was there when Gordie was too ill to go a couple of years ago. So, you know, Alzheimer's so near and dear to the Howe family and to a lot of us. My grandmother suffered terribly from it. My mom's mom. So it's, yeah, it's important to a lot of people, but it's a great time too. It's really a great time and a lot of money gets raised. And there aren't too many NHLers. There aren't too many NHLers locally that live around here that they're always there, no matter what they got going. Doug Gilmore's there every year. Rick Vive, Wendell Clark, they all go.
This is one of those ones that when they get the call, they make sure that they're here for
And some of them still play dirty. You don't want to go Tiger Williams. It's nuts.
But maybe it was just you, Greg.
I haven't been on the ice with Tiger Williams. That's a dream of mine. Are you kidding?
12th year, as I said, and they've raised over $30 million for Alzheimer's research. So looking forward to another great time. We ready to go, Ryan? Ready to go? Okay, let's do that. Let's go to the news.
Is this on? Can everyone hear me? Okay, perfect. Yes, thank you, everyone, for gathering here. Gord, can you keep it down back there? Thank you. I just want to first off thank everyone here for gathering at the Scotiabank Pond, a wonderful venue. Today we are unveiling the first five NHL alumni that will be available for this year's tournament. So I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to bring up the big guy. We're going to introduce our Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's Commissioner, Gord Stout.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you what an honor to be a commissioner. A lot of people thought I should be this rather than a hockey executive way back when. Okay, let's move on. Let's keep it rolling. I'm thrilled to be the commissioner of the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's in support of Baycrest. I wish I could have made these announcements way back when I was a GM. Look at the lineup I'm about to announce. And this is the first, by the way, of many press conferences to announce those who will be participating in a great weekend in the Scotiabank Pro-Am. You want to hear the first five? Are you ready? Okay, here we go, Toronto. First of all, you want a Hall of Famer? I got you a Hall of Famer. The one and only Mr. Paul Coffey. Hey, you know what Auston Matthews is doing now? Well, 30 years ago, this guy broke in the league and did the same thing and then beat up all the heavyweights in the league to add salt to the wounds. The one and only number 17, Wendell Clark. Ready to go, Clarky. Just as tough and looks like he could play in 2017. No offense, Wendell, but this guy looks ripped and ready to go. Mr. Darcy Tucker. The consummate Leaf captain. Well, George Armstrong will be up there, but also, how about this guy? Mr. Leaf, number 27. Maybe he'll lead your team to victory and tell some outstanding stories as well. Darryl Sittler. They said this guy was from another planet. I beg to differ. This guy is as down to earth, and I'm telling you, as much fun as you can get. The extremely talented, the funny, the wonderful, Aloysius Al Iafrady. Look at this. What an incredible first group of five players we've got to announce that are participating in the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's in support of Baycrest. I'll be back with more press conferences in future weeks. Right now, how about it, guys? Any questions from the board?
Oh, we're cutting away before questions? Too bad.
Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's, North America's largest on-ice charity tournament, raising over $30 million for Alzheimer's research. I always thought to Al Iafrady, you could, announce himself that I am here. I, Al Iafrady. They could have...
He can swing that way?
Yeah. Actually, Steve Shutt once called him that in the broadcast.
Makes perfect sense. And so everyone who's associated with the tournament knows how this works. The more money you're able to raise to find a cure for Alzheimer's, the higher you draft. So those are, I'd say you got five of the top 10 going right there. Like now and then, Matt Sundin has flown over and played, but there's going to be other big names coming up. People want to play with the likes of Wendell Clark and Doug Gilmore all the time. So
500 dedicated players lacing up their skates each year. A two-day tournament, May 5th and 6th, kicked off by the incredible draft. the night of Thursday, May 4th. If you want more information or to sign up, it's www.baycrestproam.ca. Baycrestproam.ca or call 416-785-2500. 416-785-2500, extension 6378. 6378. All right, so we've got tickets to give away coming up. Chicago and Toronto.